I was 12 years old by then, and nearly as tall as Mameha. Having grown older may seem like an advantage, but I can assure you it wasn't. Most of the girls at the school had begun their studies much younger, in some cases at the traditional age of 3 years and 3 days. Those few who'd started as young as this were mostly the daughters of geisha themselves, and had been raised in such a way that dance and tea ceremony formed as much a part of their daily life as swimming in the pond had for me. I know I've described something of what it was like to study shamisen with the teacher Mouse, but a geisha must study a great many arts besides shamisen, and in fact, the ge of geisha means arts, so the word geisha really means artisan or artist. My first lesson in the morning was in a kind of small drum we call tsutsumi. You may wonder why a geisha should bother learning drums, but the answer is very simple. In a banquet or any sort of informal gathering in Gion, geisha usually dance to nothing more than the accompaniment of a shamisen and perhaps a singer. But for stage performances such as Dances of the Old Capital every spring, 6 or more shamisen players join together as an ensemble backed by various types of drums and also a Japanese flute we call fue. So you see, a geisha must try her hand at all of these instruments, even though eventually she'll be encouraged to specialize in one or two. As I say, my early morning lesson was in the little drum we call tsutsumi, which is played in a kneeling position, like all the other musical instruments we studied. Tsutsumi is different from the other drums because it's held on the shoulder and played with the hand, unlike the larger akawa, which rests on the thigh, or the largest drum of all called taiko, which sits edgewise on a stand and is struck with fat drumsticks. I studied them all at one time or other. A drum may seem like an instrument even a child can play, but actually there are various ways of striking each of them, such as, for the big taiko, bringing the arms across the body and then swinging the drumstick backhand, you might say, which we call uchikomi, or striking with one arm while bringing the other up at the same moment, which we call sarashi. There are other methods as well, and each produces a different sound, but only after a great deal of practice. On top of this, the orchestra is always in view of the public, so all these movements must be graceful and attractive, as well as being in unison with the other players. Half the work is making the right sound, the other half is doing it in the proper way. Following drums, my next lesson of the morning was in Japanese flute, and after that, in shamisen. The method in studying any of these instruments was more or less the same. The teacher began by playing something, and then the students tried to play it back. On occasion, we sounded like a band of animals at the zoo, but not often, because the teachers were careful to begin simply. For example, in my first lesson on the flute, the teacher played a single note, and we tried one at a time to play it back. Even after only one note, the teacher still found plenty to say.